Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
For the first time ever, astronomers have caught a glimpse of the cosmic fireball from two dead stars colliding. One scientist called it the greatest fireworks show in the universe. The massive explosion called a kilonova happened 130 million light years away, not too far to be observed by scientists here on Earth. The Gravitational Wave Observatory, known as LIGO, made this recording of the event. Listen very closely. Let's bring in NPR science reporter Nell Greenfield. Boyce, Nell, that little blip, people could hear it. It sounds so benign, but it represents a cataclysmic event in outer space. What are we hearing exactly?
So those are gravitational waves converted into sound waves, okay? So ripples in space-time that have been transformed into waves that we can hear. And that is the sound of two neutron stars colliding. Kaboom.
And it happened on August 17th, right? And within hours, it became one of the most documented celestial events in history. Thousands of scientists around the world recording it simultaneously.
That's right. And they're all publishing papers on it this week. I mean, these papers have thousands of authors. This is considered to be one of the biggest events in astrophysics, maybe ever.
How did they all observe it?
When these neutron stars collided, it sent these ripples moving through space that have finally arrived on at Earth. And at about the same time, a NASA satellite saw this flash of light, a gamma ray burst. And so immediately everyone was like, whoa, something big has happened. And a bulletin went out to astronomers all around the world telling them where in the sky it came from so they could point their telescopes there. Hmm. And almost immediately they found it. It looked just like a new little point of light in the sky that was blue and then turned to red. And what they were watching was this unbelievable fireball.
Now, scientists have long thought that these kinds of explosions are the source of many of the heavier elements in the universe, including gold and silver. Can you explain that for us?
Right. So you may remember from physics class that elements are forged in stars. The thing is, scientists had thought that in stars there wasn't enough energy to make the heavier elements, things like, you know, gold and platinum and uranium. And so it had been theorized that two colliding neutron stars are these very dense objects, the size of a city, but with more mass than our sun. When these two things slam together at a third of the speed of light, they thought that this could send out like a shower of platinum and gold. And that's basically what they got to watch happening here, something that had only been theorized. Now they could watch it unfold in almost real time.
And what else can scientists learn from this event?
Boy, I mean, they can get so much. They can come up with a new estimate for how fast the universe is expanding. Gamma ray bursts that this thing gave out, those are very mysterious. People haven't really understood where those came from. There's kind of like something for everyone. Almost, you know, a third of the astronomers in the world were all watching this thing. It was like a huge party for astronomy.
Now, Nell, this is maybe the third time in the last month that we have been talking on this show about LIGO. It is really having a moment right now, these detectors that they have to detect the gravitational waves.
That's right. So Albert Einstein predicted that gravitational waves should exist. And it took researchers decades to figure out how to make massive detectors that could actually sense these little shifts in space. And then this month, the folks who founded LIGO won the Nobel Prize.
Right.
And this example of catching neutron stars in the act of colliding just shows how powerful this technique is. Because if they hadn't sensed those gravitational waves, they just wouldn't have seen it at all.
Just amazing. NPR science reporter Nell Greenfield-Boyce. Nell, thank you.
Thank you.